An emotional debate. Congresswoman Ilhan Omar, a refugee from Somalia and one of the first Muslim women in the U.S. House of Representatives, voted off the Foreign Affairs Committee.
There is this idea that you are a suspect if you are an immigrant, or if you are from certain parts of the world, or a certain skin tone, or a Muslim. It is no accident that members of the Republican Party accused the first black president, Barack Obama, of being a secret Muslim.
Republicans pointed to these tweets from years ago, where she seemed to equate atrocities carried out by the U.S. military to those committed by groups Washington deems terrorists. She later said she did not mean to compare them. But Republicans, now in the majority, moved in a party-line vote to kick her off the committee. Democrats accused House Speaker Kevin McCarthy of payback after Democrats stripped two Republicans of their committee assignments in the last Congress, a charge he denied.
We're not removing her from other committees. We just do not believe when it comes to foreign affairs, especially the responsibility of that position around the world with the comments that you make. She shouldn't serve there.
The Republicans who lost their assignments, a much different story. Representative Paul Gosar tweeted out an animated video that appeared to show him killing Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who said this move was intended to target women of color.
I had a member of the Republican caucus threaten my life, and you all and the Republican caucus rewarded him with one of the most prestigious committee assignments in this Congress. Don't tell me this is about consistency.
Democrats say they will appoint Omar to a different but still powerful committee, and Omar warned Republicans that their move will backfire.
I yield back.
Victoria Gatenby, Al Jazeera.